Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you, and welcome, of course, to another show from Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and believe me, what a beautiful summer it has been already. We have been having a few beautiful episodes on this beautiful platform, international global platform, UK Health Radio. And I want to congratulate each and every presenter of this beautiful platform, because every single day we are here to motivate you, to inspire you, to actually give yourself permission to go for health, for well-being, for fulfillment, for wealth, for true abundance. And I'm, for one, Danielle Sachs, your host in this show, is really trusting that every single time we're making a show, that it gives you a bit of inspiration, maybe insights, a bit of teaching, whatever it is that you need in your situation right now. Of course, if you are stressed, then this show might be for you, because I am going to talk today to a beautiful lady that could actually be my daughter. I mean, she's half my age, not even, I think, but she is already such a beautiful soul that has been really developing herself along the way in a big way. And Grace Grossman is actually someone that I met through Instagram. She's been following me and I've been looking at her posts, and we have connected on a beautiful, authentic level. And so she's my cup of tea, as I say. And not only that, she's actually a tea addict, which is quite funny. Also a yoga and meditation teacher, a well-being coach, a passionate writer who wants to spread that feeling of inner peace. You know, she aims to provide such non-bullshit advice with a focus on, of course, well-being and mental health. So that's what we're going to talk about today. She has written already two self-help books, one of them being The Chill Out and The Cheer Up. And I'm sure we're going to talk about all the subjects that have to do with that. But mostly, of course, also, that's what I go for with every single expert. I go for their vulnerability, for their authenticity, for their true story, the story that has led them from chronic stress to authentic success, so that you and I, we can go out of this show with some tools or some inspiration or some motivation to continue our daily lives. And so I am sure that this show, if you are in a challenge, in a mental health challenge, in stress, I am sure that this conversation might even inspire you so much as if you, because I know that she and I, we are going to talk about this whole situation as if we are in a conversation between friends, understanding each other, because she's in my world. She is going herself for helping others on every single level that she can, whether it's through Instagram, through her books. It's a bit like me. I have so many channels that you can participate in. I have freebies on my website. You have the inspirational insights. You've got my book. You've got the radio show. You've got Instagram, Danielle Sachs _, where you find so many beautiful inspirational things. So give yourself permission to go into this a bit on a deeper level, maybe even, and go see for yourself what fits you. What is your thing that you need here and now today to make your life better, to better your mental health and your well-being? It's all up to you. And the fact that you are listening to this show, once again, I want to congratulate you, because most people are not. They do not take their health, their life into their own hands. They live by the outside world, while you and I, we both know that we need to go into our inner world to better our life. And so that's probably the conversation that I'm going to have as well with my guest, Grace Grossman. After this little break, she and I, we're going to talk about everything that has helped her along her authentic journey from stress to authentic success. I'll talk to you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And as said in the intro, I am absolutely delighted today to speak to actually a colleague that I've met through Instagram because we've connected so well. Welcome, Grace Grossman.
Hello, Danielle. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm going to start, as always, with a very personal question because that's what brings out the authenticity and the vulnerability that we both love so much. So, just Grace, tell us a little bit about your biggest stress in life. What has been your biggest stress in life?
My biggest stress in life has definitely been trying to be enough in accordance to society's standards and expectations of me.
Mm.
And finally coming to know that that is all within and I don't need to be in accordance with anyone or with any structure. It's hard to get out of that frame of mind, but it's achievable.
Oh, well done. So are you saying when you say that is your biggest stress about the feeling of being enough, has that started in your childhood already?
I guess unsubconsciously, yes. Like now I'm in therapy and over the years I've discovered that for myself. I guess I was always just wanting to explore all my options. I'm a very creative person, playing instruments, writing and horse riding and all of these activities that I never really knew which path was right for me.
Okay.
And I always wanted to just try out so much. And I found that very overwhelming in a society where you're just kind of 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. And so that was something that I had to figure out for myself.
Okay. And what happened to the person that has done, because I believe you are and a yoga, a fan, a teacher, practicer. You do so many things, Grace. Just talk a little bit about what is your profession really? What is your passion in life? And how are you going from stress to authentic success? What is giving you that vibe, that passionate thing in life?
Yeah, it's a great question because I feel like I've always genuinely had a deep passion to help people find peace, to just help. I've been always that helper, that mediator, that peace bringer, and especially in friendships and relationships. And that's kind of what led me to be a yoga teacher, writer, and a coach and all of that, noticing that I can have a positive impact on other people, or just showing them what for me is logical, for others maybe unfathomable or unreachable at a certain time, and thinking, oh, my mindfulness and maybe my way of thinking can help others have a better approach in life because we need more help, I feel, these days.
Yeah, certainly these days the world is upside down. But when you talk about your first answer to my question about trying to meet the expectations of the outside world, that in itself is such a big thing to do. I mean, it's impossible, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I think no one tells us that though.
I know.
And you kind of stick to the structural part of society, you study, you get your degree, but then I'm honored and grateful that I had parents that never forced me to do anything, which was fabulous in itself because I could find myself in so many ways, travel and live in different places and try out different jobs. That, as you said, it's like I can't really say that I myself am just one profession. I am this, or I think we all have so much more to offer.
Oh, yes.
And when you do like kind of like reach within and do that, it's so much more like soul work and fulfilling rather than to what, society just wants us to do,
I
like
agree.
commit to making money. Like, I don't know.
I agree. And it's not that making money is a bad thing, but it's just that the society promises that making money is the thing to do. And that is the for me that just the unfulfillment, because we try to be fulfilled by doing what makes us money, but it's actually doing what you're, like you say, what your soul is telling you, to explore or to contribute. Or it's so beautiful to talk to you like that because you are on Instagram, you do beautiful things there as well. And so you've written books. And so can you tell us a little bit about your last book, for example?
Yeah, it was born out of grief. My best friend passed away at 21, and
Wow.
that was a massive, as you can imagine, like drainer for me. Very many emotions arose. It was a longer battle than it seemed. It wasn't just all of a sudden. I was really like trying to help him. As I said, I always had that urge within me to help, to help. And then I felt like a fail. Long story short, from that I hadn't helped him, I hadn't succeeded. He
He
was an
take his
amazing
own life?
person. Yes,
Ooh.
and he suffered from mental health issues and drug issues and so on. And since then, I can't believe when I say that's 8 years ago already. that has really shaped my life.
Sure.
Like, that really gave me more than ever a motivation to write a book and to be like, Grace, you can heal through your grief and you can heal with others through others. And it's kind of like my book is like a healing gift for him and to show others that they can also be okay, or it's also okay not to be okay. And within that, I could heal myself and not kind of
Yes.
have all that guilt and shame through his death, but rather bring this to light and think, oh yeah, he would be proud of me. And
Wow.
I mean, it still touches me when I think of it because I just never like can still like fathom it in my head. But like the fact that I was able to bring, I mean, you hear it in so many stories, right? The fact when you're able to bring so much like hurt into healing, it's so
From
powerful.
pain to
And
purpose.
pain to purpose, exactly. And yeah, it's just kind of like the root of the root cause of why I'm here helping people heal in my healing journey too. I'm not a god or a guide, or let's say, but I'm just healing, and I wanted to, I've always written, so I always thought like now I can just write and see what comes of it. And then 3 years later I ended up in the mental clinic and was like, oh, let's just publish it now, because it was always on the back burner. I was like, I'm never ready. I don't know if anyone will be able to read this or want to read this, all of those
Yes, the
internal dialogues.
self-talk, yeah.
And then I just took the chance. And I think most of the time it's like that, right? Like, you just got to go for it. And yeah, it's kind of crazy, a mix of events that led to this book.
So you've lived through a lot of mental challenges as well, if I understand well.
Which is also weird because I've always been known from my friends and family to be like the optimistic one, the courage giver, and I was, but clearly I couldn't also, get have everything together, and that was hard for me to grasp, I think, because I was always the one that was giving strength. Especially as a yoga teacher and as a coach, as you
Yes.
know, and you have a lot of pressure, I think, unsubconsciously. And at the time, then, you know, my parents split, and I think I really got a lot of emotion from that too on me, and
Course.
so much that, you know, it just all got there, and I had a breakdown, and that was again another start to another healing journey, right? Like,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah, life happens in phases, eh? And
Yeah.
it's the healing journey, it's not the destination. So it's beautiful that you, what have you learned? Is there a lesson, maybe out of the book? I don't know, for anyone who hasn't read the book yet, it's maybe, is there a lesson that you consider that you've learned out of that healing journey from your best friend dying, passing away?
Oh, there'll be a multitude of lessons. But I think actually, when you ask me like that, what comes up first is forgiveness. Forgiving myself daily in not having to protect and to save everyone. It's not my duty, but my duty is to care after me. And to also be able to notice that the pain I carry isn't who I am, but a part of who I am, you know, the relativity of that, I think.
The pain body, like they call it often. Beautiful. So the forgiveness is a big part, Grace. I mean,
Yeah.
and mostly forgiving ourselves. We think we have more others to forgive, but it's ourselves, because as Nelson Mandela taught us, if we don't forgive, we keep on drinking the, you know, the poison ourselves. So I found that so
Yeah.
beautifully said. So let's look at today. What makes Grace happy today?
I would say it is the little things, and I think these little things are accessible to us all. If you think that we as humans, we used to live in nature, and now we're like within these confines, feeling
Boxes. I call
depressed.
them live in them.
Yeah, literally. And it's making that box of ours happy in having flowers and plants, tending to them as you tend to yourself. I really learned from like my love of plants and flowers how I can love to learn, like love myself, for example. Having sunlight on my face, hearing the birds, going on walks, like having, you know, or making good food that feels really good for your body and really embodying eating and being in the moment. And this mindful approach to life really allows me to just be able to come back to now and know, okay, this is my life, and I'm so grateful. Like, it obviously exudes gratitude, and I think that it's accessible to us all, but we forget how
We take it
to.
sometimes for granted as well. We just
Yeah.
forget. We also take it for granted. You know, since I have had my fall in Bali, and I've got my wrist broken with a lot of pain and a lot of limitation. You take for granted writing. You take for granted having a, you know, cutting your food. You take for granted all these little things. So
So
I'm so
much.
happy that
Yeah.
you talk about the little things in our daily lives, because that's what is creating the most energetic kind of, you know, shifts. I think we always
Yeah.
try to get like big energetic shifts, but it's the little things. I get goosebumps when I talk about it. It's the little shifts, the little things that, to me, that really compound and make your journey, you know, so much more lovable. And as you say, also the vibration of forgiveness, of gratitude, is such a strong energy.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
It's very freeing, right?
because we have our, you know, we are in a society. Look at the world for the moment. I mean, Grace, please, I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to, that's not my nature. But we are living in tough times where, you know,
Yeah.
whether it's the climate, the politics, the science, it's all really challenging for the moment. And there's a lot going on. And so to stay in that positive vibration, I so love what you said just now, because it's the little things in nature, it's the little things that we can do, the little wins that makes it, that make it so much more, vibrant, and I don't know how to call it otherwise. So what is your favorite? Tell us a little bit your favorite kind of hobby, or what would you, if you have free time, what do you do with your free time?
Yeah, good question, because I think it also varies on my mood. Because throughout it all, I'm not a positive person all the time. Like, obviously, I'm just a human being, and I think we all need that reminder that it's okay to not be okay. But the point of when I was depressed and stuff, I was really just thinking of like a hot pot, and you would just boil in the hot pot, for hours and hours. And obviously self-loathing, self-sabotage, there is a way out though. Like, it's like sometimes when I feel down and I'm like, I've been posting about this recently on Instagram, like, oh, I just want to like actually sit on the sofa and watch Netflix. And I'm like, no, but that's like, oh, in my head, it's like, oh, but that's actually not productive, and I shouldn't. I can only do that in the evening. And now I'm like, hey, Grace, who are you to say that? Let's go out for a walk for 20 minutes, and then you'll feel better anyway. And if I do feel like watching it, I will. But it's more about like really actually being in tune with my mood, and then knowing like, okay, do I have enough energy now to go out? Or do I have now energy to actually rather be on my own? I'm actually really loving solitude at the minute. That's also one of my chapters in my book, Solitude, and how we can like enjoy being our own companion.
Well, the book is called Chill Out and Cheer Up. I mean, there must be things like that inside of there. So anyone listening, if you are listening and you are feeling, that those little things in life are, your moods, sometimes we are here not to force, because our feelings and needs, I always say, what I hear you say is that, Grace, that you listen to your feelings and needs. And that's a golden rule, isn't it?
Good
It's
point.
so important. So thank you. So anyone listening, if you are listening and you are feeling like an off day or a, it's okay. That's what Grace is saying. And I am giving you the permission. I always say the permission to go in that feeling, to go in that need and feel, what is it that I need? And if that is Netflix on the sofa, if you don't do it for months, but just for, because some people are just so habitual and do it, every single day. But if you just do it because that's your feeling and need, it's so important, to fulfill your own needs. Don't you think
I
so?
agree. Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. I just think that it's hard for people to be in tune with your needs if you've ignored for so long, like you say, and you comply with habitual things of being on the sofa or just like eating without, any awareness, for example, because all of these rhythms of society are basically pushed in our face. So no wonder you're feeling the way you feel. And I have, like you said just now, I love that word too. Permit yourself to be like that, because we're all just like kind of bombarded by advertisement and whatnot to be lazy in effect. But actually, the miraculous wonder of 15 to 20 minutes of just moving your body and going outside, that I think, in response to your question before, is my medicine. Like going outside, like that really is my go-to when I'm like, oh,
I
or
agree.
long day. Just the fresh air, the nature, and just being in tune with your surroundings. Because we're just in tune with whatever we have in front of us these days. That then we forget, oh, our vision is actually open to us. Like you say, we're fit in our body. Like you were just saying how in Bali, you
I
hurt
had an
yourself, and now you
accident, but it's all about contraction as well. I feel, it's like living in the box, living on the screen. It's all about contraction. And what you're saying, I mean, and I so feel that as well, is when you go outside in nature, there's like an expansion happening. There's like a, the contraction is just fading away. And it's so beautiful to just do that on a daily basis, give yourself that oxygen and that feeling in nature. And so, is there a quote or a statement, Grace, that you live by? Are there a few quotes in your book or one that you really want to talk about here that illustrates a little bit your philosophy or?
Yeah, I think that, well, this is in the chapter of Love Yourself, near the end, the final chapter. And I think it's just a reminder of this permission that we were just kind of concentrating on. You are only human, and sometimes the world expects you to prove your worth. You don't need to. If you love yourself, there's no need to prove yourself to anyone. Let go and love inward. Observe, but don't preserve. Turn critique into a challenge and prove yourself to you. That is what is most important. I think if we just always come back to that basis of me, like who am I as a person? What are my values? What do I appreciate? We can find more balance and success and less stress and find this kind of authentic rhythm of life where you just kind of have this steady pace of like, oh yeah. And even that, like, I feel like when you nurture that steady pace, like, I notice nowadays when stress arises, like, I have to move again soon. And that used to be a big trigger for me because in Berlin, before my breakdown, I had to move every 2 months. And I didn't realize that that was a trigger until now. And so now with that, it's like when you have the awareness, you can do so much. You can really, like, then just bring yourself back to this steady basis or whatever we want to call it, and then be like, it's all okay. Because if I can see myself now and what I've been through the past decade, and I'm young, like young, whatever, to be like, okay, then I can achieve and I can go through whatever will come through at some point. Having that trust foundation in yourself
Yeah, I
and your
was just
strength,
going to
I
say,
think.
I hear a lot of trust, like the confidence and the trust that all is okay, even if you're not okay.
Yeah, because somehow it is. Yeah. I mean, you know yourself, right? It's like one of those kind of cliches. Not to always say better days are coming. I'm not really in agreement with that. But just to say, like things will get better. You will be okay. And just knowing that you have that foundation that you have to just build up yourself, then you'll come back to it at some point. And I think I
Take control,
finally
take
reached
back,
that.
yeah, take responsibility. Yeah, I see what you're saying. What is authentic success then to you? Is that steadiness? What is authentic success to you?
Oh, that is a good question. What's authentic success? I think authentic success to me is following my heart. But it doesn't have to be the case for everyone. You know, these people on Instagram or whatever, like, follow your heart, follow your dreams, everything will come true, make all this money, da da da. It doesn't always have to be that way. And you don't have to be a person like me and you, where we follow our passions and we follow our soul work, because I don't think everyone has to have that in their life. And that's absolutely fine. But for me personally, is what I'm saying, my authentic success is always trying and trying. Okay, I don't like the word try, but always learning and growing and healing and knowing that I can get through, like I'm studying again to be a kindergarten teacher, yet another path of my paths. And yeah, and I love it because I enjoy it. And I think authentic success is that enjoyment that,
Feeling that joy
Yeah,
within
exactly.
you. Whatever success means to you, I'm going to be a grandmother for the fifth time soon. And just thinking about that joy and that is authentic success for me as well. If I can be, you know, the
Exactly.
best grandmother, or, you know, it doesn't have to do with money. It
Or
can,
career.
can, but and it's nice if we can combine the professional and the personal and have that, you know, that feeling of fulfillment in all areas. But life is like riding a bicycle, hey? It's not always, you know, the steady kind of thing. So thank you for that, because the self-love is an important part of my work as well, of course, because we have not learned to love ourselves. And so
No.
we need to unlearn that self-criticism, that, you know, all that inner talk that is depleting us and that is really keeping us small, and really being that diamond, because you talked about the different things, and I was thinking about a diamond. You know, now you are shining your
Yeah, I
kindergarten,
love that.
you know, part of the diamond. So we all have these different, yeah, shining things going on. And a diamond is not thing one shining. You know, a diamond is shining on all sort of signs and sides. And oh, I think it's beautiful when you look at a diamond, how it shines. So I think you are one. When I read your posts and your, so anyone following you on Instagram, they can. I'm gonna put everything on the website. And where can they reach you the best?
Yeah, probably Instagram these days. I like to keep it simple and not be on so many social media. So, but with that said, I would like to start book TikTok soon. That's one of my other projects, but
Okay. Wow.
taking away the pressure and just going with the flow instead, respecting each phase, like you were just saying
Yes.
before.
Yes.
So, yeah,
Is there a
Instagram.
final thought that you have that you would like to share? If there's a person listening now who is in a stage of life now, not feeling too great, not feeling too good, listening to this show to get some, you know, some insight, some advice, some recognition, some confirmation, whatever it is. What do you want to say, Grace? And then we're going to end with that.
You are loved. I know a lot of the time doesn't feel like you are love or you're loved or you love yourself, but always remind yourself that you are loved and you become that love, and then you can share that love with others eventually. But firstly, remind yourself that every day, all day, whenever you need it, and really
Would
feel
it
it.
be an idea to take off the D and say that you are love and not loved? Would it be, is that speaking to you when I say that?
Yeah, that's why I said you are loved. You are love. You
Oh,
will be
okay.
loved. Yeah, I mean,
I
it's
phoned
kind of
her the D.
the
And I thought, no, she's that kind of person who always say, you know, we are love. So each and every one, and
Yes.
we forget that. You know, we come
Yeah.
out of the same, we are one, we are all of that same energy of love. So I really like to end with that. That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm gonna have a little break and then I'll come back to the audience just now. Thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Whoa, that was a beautiful conversation, as if I was talking to my daughter. As I said in the beginning, Grace and I have a lot to talk about. And I just want to give you a little summary of what this conversation did with me and what I retained from it. And the first thing that I can say is that her stress of trying to be enough in this society, trying to prove herself to others, taking on all that duty to help and save others so that she could be enough. Is that a stress that you recognize yourself in? Because that is what I see in my practice every single day. It's about that trying to fit into society's expectations. And so While we all know, you and I, that it's all about our inner world. And that was Grace was confirming that once again. And I so loved it when I asked her about what makes her happy every day, the little things, how nature and movement is important to her, how the little things, the basics in life, give you that feeling of happiness. But at the same time, we talked a lot about, and I think her book is about that as well, how it is okay not to be okay. And I think that is so beautiful because we need to know that we don't have to be that happy, happy person every single day of our lives. That you need to be in tune with your feelings and your needs. There's no shoulds. You have nothing to prove to anyone but to yourself, to love yourself, to give yourself that permission not to be okay, to give yourself that permission to make mistakes and forgive yourself any mistake that you have made in your life. So, what about you here and now? What is it that you need to forgive yourself for? What is it that you feel not okay and that you can go into that feeling and stay with it for a while? Because the permission that you give yourself to not feel okay is the first thing that will get you into the healing journey. The acceptance of what is in the now is such a beautiful thing. And Grace was telling us to build our own foundation, not to prove anything to anyone else, but to build up that inner world, that inner strength, that resilience of loving ourselves, accepting ourselves. Because as she said at the end, and I really loved that, it is totally a fact that you are loved, and more so that you are love. Let me repeat that for you. You are love. It is your birthright to be exactly who you are. And it is your duty to be true to yourself, not to anyone else. I think this show had a lot of authenticity and vulnerability in it. It gave you a few insights, maybe a few recognitions, confirmations, a few tools and tips. I trust that you remember that you are always welcome, either to follow me, like I said in the beginning, on Instagram, go for, free mailing in your inbox, go for a conversation with me, connect with me at daniela@danielsacks.com. It's all up to you. And if there is any topic, I think that's maybe a good one for today to end. If there is any topic that you feel that you want to address in this show, that you want me to talk about, or with an expert, if you want me to invite someone that you want to hear about their stress and their authentic success, if you have any topic that is of interest to you, just let me know because I'm here for you. This is who I am, really trusting to inspire and motivate you to go onto your journey of living your authentic success. I say bye-bye for now, and I'll talk to you next time.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.